when it starts, it often feels like an instinct, like a growing sense of wondering. For the Magi, it was a star that caught their eye and ignited their studies. That regular nighttime study of following and charting that star. Each of them, however many exactly there were of them, dropped everything else and followed that star. Then they traveled from far across the dunes with determination and grit. Not knowing exactly where they would end up, they followed the star that guided them. They were these wise ones, followers, looking for truth and whoever this new king would be. Most scholars believe the wise men or the Magi were a group of Zoroastrian priests studying these stars as a part of religious practice. When one, two, three different priests saw the same brilliant star and decided to follow it. Imagine that kind of excitement, that synergy, when one or two folks begin to get the same kind of idea, following the star across the land like a nighttime experiment in twists and turns, this way and that. Not necessarily a clear path with a concrete way forward. But it didn't seem to matter. It was following the way to the new king. The star led them out of their home beyond the place they knew to that which was not yet discovered. And as we heard, the Magi found themselves in the heart of the court, the current king of Jerusalem, King Herod. We never hear a lot of good things about this King Herod. Maybe in the palace, that's where the star had stopped temporarily, was this new king, they wondered. The star was headed there. And so we hear them ask about this new king they'd crossed the desert to find, giving up work, their well-ordered lives to follow. Have you seen him? Is he here? Was the promised one in this place? And you have to imagine that Herod knew this wasn't just a group of tourists who had wandered into the West Wing. Their prophecies and observations seemed somehow too keen and too insightful. They had hit too close to the old scrolls. There was the one in Micah about the new ruler being born in Bethlehem. How could they have known that one anyway? So we hear him after conferring with his council, that sly communicator, choosing to say, how about if we just collaborate on this one? Perhaps. Why don't you do some of the reconnaissance work for us? Trying not to give away how nervous he was, how on edge this made him. After the investigation, I'll go ahead and send flowers. I'll welcome the new king properly, myself. The wise men, they'll be the advance team. They'll do the scut work. They'll be the one. Even though Herod himself was probably pretty undone as he tried to hold it together. I can just imagine as the Magi walked out, they were exchanging those knowing looks about Herod, but it was still full force ahead. Let's find the new king. Follow the star where it stops. Nobody knows until it stopped over the house where the child was. And then, did you catch it? They were overwhelmed with joy. The joy didn't wait until they actually saw Jesus, like we assumed it would be. It was when the star stopped that they experienced joy. As soon as they knew that their journey was ended, they knew joy. The Archbishop Desmond Tutu reflects on it this way: discovering more joy does not save us from the inevitability of hardship and heartbreak. In fact, we might cry more easily, but we laugh more easily too. Perhaps we're just more alive. Yet, as we discover more joy, we face suffering in a way that ennobles rather than embitters. We have hardship without being hard. We have heartbreak without being broken. The house, I don't think, was exactly as they expected it. It was modest and small, in contrast to the royal court they were just in. But it was enough. Enough for the family. Enough for the king who would change the world. Enough for the king who would change our expectations. Enough for the king who would tell them to go home another way. Going into the house, each one offered their gifts and spent time with the child. The joy of time spent in good company, I have to imagine, was in each moment. And the next day, when it was time to leave, there was no longer a star to guide the way. The star that had guided them all the way to see the Christ child was gone. There was no GPS to punch into, no maps that had been downloaded. They were on their own to go back home. But craziest thing, they weren't on their own at all. The dreams had let each one of them know, in no uncertain terms, go home by another road. You see, the star had led them to the cradle of Jesus, and a dream would lead them away from a potentially politically difficult engagement with Herod. 6 days into this new year, I think that many of us are wondering some similar things. How can we follow where it is that God is leading us after we've been at the cradle of Jesus? Where do we go from here? What comes next? Like the Magi, we might find ourselves drawn to follow hunches and movements of the Spirit. I have the sense that's more familiar to some of us than others, fair enough. But like any activity of following God, it takes practice to hear the voice of God, however it is that God moves in our lives. God's voice is always on the side of love and justice, as well as love and care for all of God's people. And we listen. We listen in prayer and ask God to tune our ears to hear where God is moving. And then we pay attention, whether it's in stars or in dreams or conversations or the whispers of our hearts. The Magi heard to go home by a different road and care well for the Christ child and the Holy Family. It's likely the intuition was first triggered when they met Herod. But God spoke clearly so there could be no mistake. Herod was not the new king. He was intensely jealous and willing to act out of his own fear. "Do not tell him where Jesus is," they determined by listening to their dreams. They returned a different way, and they were changed physically and spiritually. In our own lives, we are creatures of habit. We like to do what is most comfortable, and I'm just like everyone else. I think we'd all prefer a little comfort in our own lives, but sometimes we need to go home a different road. God, who sees and hears and knows our preferred future, a future with hope, is calling us to be a people who hear God's way and follow it. There are times in which we do not return to the place where we have been. If you have been caught in worry or negativity, in hopelessness or in despair, maybe this is the time in which you are hearing God say, "Do not return to the same place that you have been." Every time we identify the Herods in our lives, like the Magi, we don't return to the place where we have been. Rather, we practice joy. You might be saying, how do we practice this joy? Throughout January, we're going to talk more about the practice of enduring joy in the face of the inevitable life challenges. But for today, last year we began this tradition of the star words, the single word that it is that might guide where it is that God is calling us in this year. So I want to invite you during communion today, after it is that you receive communion, to let one of these star words choose you. I've heard from many of you over the last year that this was a meaningful practice. There were 200 of those words, two copies of each word. They were prayed over as they were prepared. I invite you to take it and hang it in a place that you will see each day. Let it be your prayer throughout the year. Listen as God speaks through this practice for you. You see, you and I, we are like the wise ones. We are changed each time that we meet Jesus. So let your practices of discernment in hearing God's voice sustain you as you experience God's joy. May you find true joy in another road home. This, my friends, is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.